Blog Talk Radio.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G-Luke Show with Queen Jim. G-Luke sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweet FM Ism, Dee Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Yeah.
And I'm still relevant. Bless you,
bless you.
Fine line how to keep it cool and keep it G. Oh, keeping a G is really cool.
I'm up early in the morning with my mind on my money, cuz still on the grind, yeah, it's hard in the struggle, cuz swimming like a shark in a sea full of water bugs. So now I'm like a big fish swallowing guppies up. Murder was the case, I got to build my rebuttal up. I'm taking rap to trial, fake rappers, your time's up. Brick City raised since the days of way back. Margarita and Commonwealth, the blocks where I stayed at. Started as a young pup, but now I'm a big dog. Transition myself from a worker to big boss. Now I'm in a power circle, circling big cost. Never been a square, I was there when it kicked off. OG Lou, better known as Big Pops. Legend in the game like Snoopy and Big Block. Now I'm about to take rap to levels it never seen. I'm coming for the crown, I'm the underground king.
I made some mistakes along the way to become the G I am
and
today.
It's all real.
Who never thought I'd make it this far? I deserve to be a big star.
Rolling like my homie from 6-0. Westside Wicked, you my nigga for death though. He just got locked, keep holding your head up. They gave my homie fair time for chasing that bread, cuz life is a trip, you can slip, even fall down. But how you make it up is how you make it revolve round. God bless my child that can hold his own. So I'ma keep getting mine on this microphone. A lot of homies still here, a lot of homies still gone. It's been a year and change now since my pops been gone. But I'ma keep his name alive through the words of these songs. Dedicated to my peoples that was down from day one. My real folks when I caught it coming with a gun. Bags, big block, the whole OMG clique. My girl Fifi, you know she hold me down sick. Tonight is the night, I'm on my DJ quick. I'm living my life, I'm trying to live, mine's rich. Haters that's mad, please get off of my dick. You can't walk in my shoes, you can't hold my shit. I don't do it for fame, I do it for the love, bitch. The money's the same, I got a gangrene click. Put them together, that's money, love, and trust. Try to come in between, you know the guns gon' bust. My flow is too clean, you can't dirty mine's up. And I don't sip lean, I got a big fat blunt. Blowing that kill, I'm too real to be fake. All I want is my meal, dog, my nigga, I'm straight.
I done made some mistakes along the way to become the G I am today. Who never thought I'd make it this far? I deserve to be a big star. And I ain't going nowhere. Homie, I ain't never coming down. I'm too high in the clouds. So never have to worry about that. Too high in the clouds. So never have to worry about that. Too high in the clouds. Whoever had to worry about that? Too high, too high in the clouds. Whoever had to worry about that?
Too high, too high in the clouds.
Whoever had to worry about that?
Too high, too high in the clouds.
Whoever had to worry about that?
Too high, too high in the clouds.
Whoever had to worry about that?
Too high in the clouds.
Whoever had to worry about that?
Too high, too high in the clouds.
Whoever had to worry about that?
Yep. Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Welcome to the G Lou Show. I am G Lou, your host with the most for the evening. It is Flashback Fridays, and we are entering Black History Month. Our first Flashback Friday of the month. This is Black History Month, the only month of the year where there's only 28 days. But those 28 days, we make them great. We represent for the struggle, the past, the pasture, the people who did it before us, the people who did it before them, and the people that are doing it now. So with that being said, it is Black History Month. We represent Black history and Black greatness on the G Lou Show. I want to introduce my co-host, the wonderful, incomparable, beautiful Miss Queen Jean is in the building.
Hey, G Lou.
Queen Jean. Hey, hey, hey. What's
hey.
Happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Queen. I can't complain too much. Happy to be
you
here.
You know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're greeting me and bringing me on, and when I ask you how you doing, and the way your voice sounds, it reminds me of when I first started calling the show, and you said,
"What?"
When you call, I feel like I gotta sit up straight in my seat and fix a tie or something, you know, have my Sunday best on.
Yeah, I did. You tell you that? Huh? I said, yeah. I
yeah.
did. I said, yeah, you make a nigga stand up straight, button up his,
yeah.
button up his, all that shit, you know.
Sure. Yeah, and that's
yeah.
how you sound sometimes. I be like,
I just be trying to sound professional, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds good. So yeah, welcome to the show, our Flashback Friday, as you stated, our first Flashback Friday, for the month of February. Our Black History Month, you know, it's a lot going on, you know, for it to be
right.
our Black History Month with these threats that we have
Speak
going
on
at the HBCU campuses, you know, and it started the very first February the 1st, so that's just crazy to me.
Right.
How the hatred, we know the hatred is still alive, and it's going to be that way until the end of time, but like, damn. You know, that's crazy. And I did read that they
right.
had six juvies, not in custody, but who they suspect of being the perpetrators. And they're juveniles, you know.
Wow.
They're juvies.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
It is crazy. And you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm sure people know, but it's not just blacks that go to the HBCUs. We have white students
right.
there as well. You know,
right, right.
Like, damn, give us a break. You
right.
know, just give us a break.
Yeah,
but,
that is kind
yeah,
of just
I,
terrible. That's kind of ridiculous. You know,
it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not hurting nobody. All they want to do is get an education and have
right.
a future. You know. But and then I heard on the news this morning out here in Charlotte at some black cemetery, they vandalized the cemetery. It's an all-black
wow.
cemetery. Right, so. But to my brothers and sisters out there, you know, keep on pushing, keep on trucking, and stand tall and stand firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Don't bow
that
down.
That part,
don't
yeah,
bow
never
out.
Bow down. Never
mm-hmm,
bow down.
Don't bow out.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So is your weather still kind of crazy? I know it's
yeah, it's like just real cold now.
Yeah,
it's real
gray earlier.
Yeah, real gray and cloudy, but it said no, none of that though, no snow. But it just got I mean, but the weather is crazy. Yesterday, like last night, this morning when I left out, it was like 65 degrees, and I was like, wow, this is weird. Then it started raining, then it just dropped. Yeah, it's just been weird, you know. And they said it's supposed to get real cold tonight, so. Hey, I'm right here in the house. 20.
Right.
Chilling.
Yeah, because it was 66 out here this morning at 5 o'clock. It was raining, but it was 66 degrees, and I was like, wow. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy,
but,
huh? That is weather, something
yeah, that's
else.
The way of the world. You know?
Right.
It just lets you know
yeah.
where the control is.
That part.
You know?
That part.
Yeah, where the control
That part right
is.
There. You know, we happy,
so
we blessed,
joint-
we grateful, thankful. Say what?
Yes, yes. I was just going to say that song that you was playing. Is that one of your new songs from the EP?
No,
that's
that
dropping?
Wasn't new. That was That was a throwback. But I'm gonna play something tonight though. But we know we're gonna do the affair. It comes out next Friday. So you know we're gonna probably do a rollout next week, do something on Wednesday or something, you know what I mean? But it comes out next Friday. I'm gonna play one song tonight. That's what I already put out on YouTube anyway. But no, that was a throwback though, Queen. That was an old song.
Oh yeah, I like that. That was pretty dope.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, we on about number 20 now, so you know this shit go deep. You know what I mean? I know I got stuff on everything ain't on iTunes though. We got like 20 deep, like 7 not released online. But so this is like number 20, man. So you know we working. I just love to do it. There's no reason to rhyme or reason. I just love music and then what something I have to be inspired. Like this time, you know, I was only inspired to really do this project when Maniac presented it to me. Right? I wasn't even in the mood. Like I was like, I'm cool for a minute because. Sometimes you lose that inspiration, and I feel like you have to be inspired to do it, or you know what I mean? So I was just cool, you know, and Maniac had been getting at me, you know, he'd been wanting to get at me and always giving me beats all the time, sending me stuff, check this out, G, check this out. Sometimes I'd check it out, sometimes I wouldn't because I just wasn't in that mood right then, you know, to really get back in. And he was just sending me stuff,
right.
And then after a while, I really started paying attention, man, and then he was sending me some stuff. I'm like, this little dude is really talented, you know. At first, I'm not saying I wasn't taking it serious, but I was just like, okay, cool, you know, sending me stuff and all. You know, when we first started talking, you remember Queen, and I was like, yeah,
right.
Cool, we'll do something. And it was like, okay, and then I started really paying attention, and he was sending me so much stuff, and I was like, this kid is serious, you know. And
He was passionate.
Then I really started. Right. Then I really started listening to some of the stuff really for real, and I was like, man, some of this stuff is incredible. You know what I mean? He's real soulful. And that's how that title just came to me one day, because the music he was sending me was so soulful. And I said, that's something different for me, and, you know, it inspired me. And I'm going to keep it street. And it was just the soul of the streets, you know, because the music was just so soulful. So he automatically, even when he was sending me some beats, I think I started on one song, and I was like, okay. And then it just started coming. And then I put the pressure on myself. That's why sometimes I put them dates out there. I say, okay, I'm going to drop. And this time, because that'll just put the pressure on me to really start really going in and
staying
recording. Because I have
and going
really,
in on it.
Yeah, because it'd be hard for me to stay focused lately because all the shows and all this other stuff I got going, it'd be really hard to just focus in on, you know, writing material and getting it in, you know. So I just really, really went in and, I was just inspired by the stuff he was sending me and, you know, how passionate he was. So we got like a 10 song EP going to drop next week, Soul of the Streets, produced by DJ Maniac, and it's just real soulful. So it's just cool. It's a little something, you know what I mean, but I'm proud of it. So we'll drop that next week. I'm going to play a song tonight, a premiere, but next week we'll do the whole layout and probably do something on Wednesday. You know how we do it. But, yeah, shout out to DJ Maniac, you know, shout out to Queen really pushing that too. And making it happen. So we made it happen, you know. And then he got an intro on there. He shouted you out and everything. I put him on the intro. So it's going to be beautiful.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You know what? He did send that to me. But, you know, everyone who's listening, we did have DJ Maniac on our show as a guest. So you can go check him out. I'm sure it's on either the podcast or YouTube or the Blog Talk. You can go check
it's in the archive. It's an arc. And then he'll be on here next week. He'll be on here next week with us as well when we do the layout and the listening session. He's going to be our special guest too since he's a producer. So he'll be here next week. But like she said, go check out that past interview. But like I said, next Friday, 2/11, it's going to be a 2/11 in progress. G Lou, DJ Maniac, Soul of the Streets. You like that, huh? 2/11 next Friday, Soul of the Streets, man. It's going down Valentine's Day weekend. You know what I mean? I got one on there for the ladies too. Lady of My Life, you heard a sample of it, but that was just a rough draft, but we got something. So Soul of the Streets next Friday, OG Music, G Lou, DJ Maniac. Check it out. Wednesday we'll have the listening session. You dig?
G Lou is a ladies, man.
I'm definitely
and
a ladies,
also,
man. I love the ladies. I can't deny it. Go ahead, Queen.
Look, and the ladies love G Lou. I
hope they do. I hope so.
Oh, yeah. They love some G Lou. We also had a guest on here. About what was it last month? 7/7 Blessed. He was on the show promoting his music for mental health suicide prevention and all that. So now he's going to be at the official Super Bowl talent showcase with Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
He's going to be there.
It.
So that was a big thing. Yeah, he's doing it. I'm so happy and so proud of him for what he's been through on his journey and where he's going now, because it was a heck of a journey. And when, like he said in the interview, what inspired him to do the mental health is because of his own journey, and then his brother, who was 21 at the time, who killed himself, and he was mental health. So you guys check him out. Follow him on Instagram at 77blessed. That's B-L-E-S-T. And check out his music. It's all on all digital platforms, streaming on all digital platforms. So check him out, you know, young brother, but he's doing it.
He's doing it well. Shout out to the homie, man, 77blessed. Also, shout out to your son, Bandana. He drops a new music, too. Tell him about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, my bad.
Check out
on,
Bandana
Davies. Go ahead.
B-A-D-I-Z. He has all his music streaming on all the digital platforms as well. He just dropped some new music. He was on our show, when was it, last week?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, he was on the show last week. So check him out, too. I keep him in prayer for his prosperity as well, so he can continue to grow. So that's Bandana Davies, D-A-V-I-Z.
Matter of fact, we're going to premiere that tonight. So we'll play that tonight. Let Bandana know. Maybe he can call in and premiere it. I don't know. But we're going to premiere that song for him tonight as well. So y'all stay tuned for that world premiere, Bandana Davies. And we got a few other things we're going to do tonight. And like I said, again, we're celebrating Black History Month. So anybody out there with a Black History Month story and wants to represent or say anything positive on Black History, you're welcome to call in, show love and support as well. You dig what I'm saying? So once again, happy Black History Month to all the kings and queens out there, and the young kings and queens as well. Princes and prince and princesses out there, the future kings. You know what I mean? Y'all be great, stay focused, and don't get thrown off out here or sidetracked by all this bullshit going on, because it is a lot of bullshit, and don't get caught up in it. I know it's hard not to, because even grown men and women are getting caught in the bullshit, but kids, be better. Don't always watch these old niggas and these old women, because sometimes they don't know what's right, you know what I mean? So just, but follow the ones that are, the ones that's showing you the right way or giving you a good example. Definitely, stay in tune with that, man, you know, and just be great, because you guys, everyone out there is great, you know what I mean? And whatever way you have all kind of talents, everyone will have to be a rapper. Everyone will have to be a singer, basketball player, football player. There's many talents and many things you can dive into and dip into and find in your and within yourself. You know what I mean? You don't have to be like the next person. Find that special gift within yourself, because God gifted you a special gift, or you would not be here. You would not have made it to where you are. The accomplishments you made, even though you may think they may not great, you made it. You made it. You know what I mean? So you can make it better. Don't never give up. Always stay inspired and look yourself in the mirror every day and know that you can be great. You know what I mean? Don't fall for the booby traps and the bullshit. Don't ever think you're lesser than just because someone may tell you that, or you may think you are because you're black or brown or Chinese or whatever, you're not white, or whatever they say is good or fat or skinny or built, buff, whatever. Don't ever think you're lesser than, because you're not that. You're greater than. Remember that.
Right.
That's a fact.
And also,
go ahead, Queen.
Also, I have some hidden figures in Black history of people that have made history, but they're not out there. You understand? Like you have your Martin Luther Kings, but I have some hidden figures that I wanted to salute them as well.
Okay.
Yes, some hidden figures in Black history, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Pieces of the puzzle that might have been missed.
Exactly, that has been missed. I mean, some people may know of them and some people may not, but, you know, these people go way back, way, way, way back.
Right.
There are ancestors,
so we're gonna get some of that history.
Our ancestors now. Yes.
Okay. So maybe we'll do that for the announcements or something. You'll do that, or just in between the show, let me know when you're ready.
Oh,
but throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like you said, anybody that wants to call in and engage, and you have a Black History, you know, a Black History moment, or, you know, if you want to salute someone in your family, because we have heroes in our own family, you know. My mom was my hero, you know.
Right.
So we all have our own heroes. So if you want to just salute, call in and get that salute out. If you got a Valentine's love.
Oh, yeah. Hold on now. Valentine's Day, Black History Month, and it's Valentine's Month. So next Valentine's Day is next. Well, actually falls on the Monday,
next
I think.
Monday.
So,
yeah,
so you know how we're going to do on Sunday. We're going to really give it to you. And, you know, so just stay tuned for that Sunday night Valentine's Day special edition. So tune in for that. But, yeah, Valentine's Day. So all you ladies out there, I want to be your Valentine.
Yeah.
I'll be your virtual Valentine. So tune in to me, and I'm going to serenade you. You know what I mean? Give out roses and all that. So make sure you tuned in, ladies.
Knock it off. You said I'm going to be your virtual Valentine.
That's a beautiful thing. That's some new shit. I'm going to be your virtual Valentine, ladies. So tune in to the kids. He look, man, we're going down.
We're
going
to have them honey buns on deck. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, I might even bring back the honey buns. I kind of retired the honey buns, but I might have to bring them back just for that occasion. I don't need no damn honey buns.
Oh,
but I might bring it back.
No,
for
you,
that.
Don't, you don't need no honey buns. You are the
That's
honey
how I
bun.
So. Oh, okay. Thank you, Queen. Hey, it's Flashback Friday, the G-Lou Show. Queen G, G-Lou, sponsored by BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan, shout out to the homie Chili Chill we just had on the show this past Wednesday. Incredible show.
Great
it's
show.
In the archives. YouTube, go check that out. Incredible show. Shout out to the Lynch Mob, Chili Chill, Ice Cube, all of them. And next week, I think we got the homie DJ Nasty Ness from Seattle, man, the OG. So next week, that'll be a classic. And, you know, it's not going to stop. We won't stop. We can't stop.
Absolutely.
The G-Lou Show. Flashback Fridays, Queen Jean, G-Lou, sponsored by 93.3 Tweet FM Ism. And guess what? I'm glad to be alive. Let's go.
Yeah, it's the memoirs of a man. The celebration of life. No matter what physical state your body in, you alive. Enjoy, live it, feel it, taste it. Breathe it in. No one's immortal. Don't think about your expiration date, your fate. Celebrate. Been there, done that. Can't tell me a goddamn thing about rap. See, my mama always stressed I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. I think I smoke too much. Consider Newport's cost $6. I wonder if I blew out a lung. How my name Tweed, I be choking off weed. Tell me, how the hell I catch pneumonia when I grew up in sunny California? Man, what the hell am I thinking? Got 25 years plus drinking. From the 8-ball, boom, form, night train, silver satin, Kool-Aid, everything in between. Gotta have a toe-back brain. Sipping cocaine back in the day, watch the soul train. And my heart's still ticking, even though I can't quit eating fried chicken. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Man, sweet Cadillac, you take me back to when I was in Frisco, man. Two cats come in with choppers, waving them around, telling them things was gonna get ugly. And they didn't find out where it was at. So glad they got it. I'm so glad to be alive.
Living life from a jail cell. Hoping I can read a little junk mail. On earth, living hell. Oh well, oh well. I like steak, red meat bad. My arteries straight clogged up from the fat. Now the water off the faucet ain't good.
God damn.
Ain't nothing pure in the hood. It's a downright shame, cause then a goddamn thing finna change. Who said life is a beach? Ask a wino living on the street. I never thought about suicide, that's a punk way out where to die. Man, life ain't cursed, you could be up in a hearse getting driven to a church. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Even though I was flying down the freeway, you know, going 100 miles an hour. Passed out behind the wheel, carbon dioxide, missed oncoming traffic. Hit a building, lay in a coma for 17 days. But know what? Glad to be alive.
Have you ever heard a bullet ghost theme? Pass your head at the age of 14. Why did it burn when I peed? I didn't know why it caught VD. I think about the cats that we rat past, and it wasn't even over no crack sack. All of them came back strapped. I could have straight got laid out flat. Living life as a hustler, raised to be a hustler. Living in LA was a motherfucker. Harlem, California is a game. We all had to claim, everybody pain. Been stabbed, put up in a chokehold. They say I blacked out, beat up by the popo. Live life to the fullest, cause you can't outrun no bullet. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone. Life goes on.
Yeah, man, this small's major, man. Just remembering those that's gone, man. My close death experience, man. Me and the homie standing on the corner. The mother side of niggas come through and start shooting shots.
A new day brings a new problem to a brother, and all I got to say is thank God for my mother. Cause without my mommy, dear, my life would have been a joke. Either locked up, laying dead, or still slanging dope. But nope, the Lord, he had a plan for me, and with his help, my mother made a man of me. Didn't blindfold me to the world we was living in. Taught me how to save my little dividends, so when I graduated, I'd have a little school money. But in the sixth grade, I wanted to be the school dummy, and flunked out of school with the flagpole, and left my mother dear at home with a sad soul. Because my mother worked the fingers to the bone, cause we was alone, and me, I brought an F home. My real pops, he broke out with the spouse, so I respect my stepdad for raising another nigga's child. So now we living comfortable, taught me the game and how to be responsible. But back then I couldn't see it, I wanted to be a grown man at 14, so the kids leaving and ended up in a big fight, and told me not to come home until I got my shit right. So now I'm living at my grandma's home. My grandma's strong, she's got 9 kids of her own, and keeping me ain't no big deal. But now that I'm much older, I see just how the shit feels. Being kind-hearted, not wanting to tell me no, even though my grandfather just had a stroke. And now the money's low, and pretty soon a brother's gonna have to go, or either try to find a job so I can help out. I'm in the ghetto, I got to get myself out, and when I get out, I gotta try to pave the way so my family can have a better place to stay. I'm losing all hope, a brother's falling short, I can't cope, so now I'm slanging dope. And now my granny knows I'm doing wrong, she just praying for me heavily, take care of a grandson. And the Lord must have heard her prayer, cause he made me get a grip and got me on up out of there. I heard my mother say them streets is gonna kill you. You couldn't have told me nothing back then, but now I feel you. I'm 18 and now I'm having big fun. My baby's mother just had my first son, May 11th. I never will forget the day a star's born. Let's name him Little Scarface, my firstborn. And yo, I'm a proud father, I got a son, I got to be my son's father. And selling dope ain't the way that I can get ahead, but what the hell, I got to keep my baby fed. I buy him milk, and Pampa's trying to do my part, and he's my son, I got to try to make him hard. I buy him clothes and jewelry, not the Tonka toys, because the Tonka toys will only punk my boy. And I don't want my son to look at life through a replica of reality, trying to make it lifelike. But yet and still I let my son be a kid, just give him up the real, exactly like my mama did. So when he gets to be a man, he'll appreciate the game I gave him way back when he used to roller skate. And now my son is 4 years old, I really got to give the real and try to play the father's role, because these years he'll remember most. So it's all about little Marcus and me becoming close, but I got a bunch of obstacles. If it ain't my line of work, it's the girlies on my popsicle. Now everybody's got my baby, wanting to have their hands in my pocket, trying to drive me crazy.
It's your daughter, don't she look like you?
I just can't tell, why don't you take her to my mama too? Because my mother knows the real deal, on these hoochies popping coochie, trying to get a free meal. So now we in and out of coke, trying to get more money, bragging on a child support, telling her friends that she's breaking me. Now everybody knows that she was just faking G. Come to find out the girl never had me. She's the baby's mother, but me, I ain't the baby's daddy. And biological testing proof, you gotta get up off of me and go after the other dude. But now I finally got a real daughter. No need for the testing, I know that I'm the baby's father. I heard my daddy say them hoes will try to kill you. You couldn't have told me nothing back then, but now I feel you. Now I'm 22 and finally got a grip on life. It's 1993, I put away my pocket knife and got a bigger stick to fight with. I'm young and black, so my choice ain't a nice pick, because we living in a concentration set, and every day we face to face with death. I've seen my homies go and come, and judgment day is just something we can't run from. So I know my number's coming up, so I gotta protect myself from suckers who be running up. And even though I hate killing off my own kind, I gotta be a man, and as a man I'ma defend mine. My brother Corn is trying to keep the neighborhood at peace. Don't fight each other, we got to stand and fight the beast. So united we stand, but we gon' fall quick, because we always trying to take another brother's shit. And the cops is in the same boat, just because we coming up quick, they think we slang dope. They shooting and kill, they gas ain't sparking, dude. They shot my longtime partner Rudy in cold blood, and now the story's all twisted up. And if they gave the cop the chair, I really wouldn't give a fuck, because you left my partner's family with memories. And after hearing this, I know you don't remember me. But yet and still, I find it hard for me to stay in touch. I see his parents, and then I start to breaking up, because I know what you did was wrong, but you won't realize until you dead and gone. It ain't no justifiable homicide. You never gave a warning, you straight up shot him from behind. But all the crying in the world ain't gonna bring him back. You give a gat to a black, he don't know how to act. But you gotta tell your story to the judge, not the imitation judge, the judge that everybody loves. And if the man upstairs grants you forgiveness, then in reality you took care of your business. But regardless, I know you wanna kill me, but I ain't going out like that. You feel me? Yeah. This spot's the original Ghetto Boy, and I'm rocking with the G Lou Show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boys for Life, Chip Ward Finest, Houston, Texas.
You know, the biggest question I ask is comparing Tupac to Nipsey. See, Tupac didn't live long enough to do his. He had the right blueprint, just like Nipsey. Nipsey lived his. He did that because he started in that corner, and he turned it. It ain't hard to do. And what makes it feel so bad, a lot of these older rappers have been around, they should feel bad, ashamed of themselves, man, because this was the plan from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully now everybody can get back to the plan. You know what I'm saying? The cars, the Bentleys, the juries. No, buy something in the hood, man. Let's buy the hood back, man. You know what I'm saying? We're not running from the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back to the hood to buy it back, to do better. You know what I'm saying?
I'm tryna go down, down as a grave. Every night I get on my knees and pray that I will go down, yeah, I will go down, yeah.
Legendary moves, leader of my crew. Heavy is the head that wear the crown, that shit true. Do it like Nip Hustle, that's to fill some big shoes. What good is excuses when the fucking wrists do? Smoking all that Cindo, run away from my pain. Rosemary on my temples, heart that's good for my grain. Solo in my benzo, exit off the highway. Solitary thoughts like how to reinvest my side chain.
I'm tryna go down, down as a grave. Every night I get on my knees and pray. rain. Yeah, I will go down. Yeah, I will go down. Yeah, I'm tryna go down. Downward is a glitch. Every night I ain't calling for the bliss. Yeah, I will go down. Yeah, I will go down. Yeah.
So many niggas doing time. Who are you and I? Play with it, it's a blessing, so reach for the sky. Pick up Shady off the block and real smoke and dry. Politicking on the block and make it multiply. Keep some bitches on the team from the other side. Keep at least a pound of green, motherfucking right. 30 hours in the spot, going overtime. Then we pull up to the flock and go home to die. You know this life, it got a cold design. How you go from eating lobster tails at Ocean Prime? Chain to a smoker and throw it on the line. When them gates close, keep an open mind. It ain't no force in this world like a focused drive. You gotta focus on yourself like an only child. You make your dream realer and you make your team better. You wake your game up and you make your scheme better.
They say this time, gonna be like a last time. Down. To be legendary, yeah. To be legendary. Be legendary, yeah. Who don't wanna be legendary, yeah. Wanna be legendary. Legendary, yeah. Wanna be legendary. I'm just tryna go dumb. I'm just tryna go dumb.
Black History Month, also known as African American History Month in the U.S., is an annual observance in Canada, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and the United States. It began as a way for remembering important people and events in the history of the African diaspora. It is celebrated annually in the United States and Canada in February, as well as in the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and the Republic of Ireland in October. The precursor to Black History Month was created in 1926 in the United States when historian Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced the second week of February to be Negro History Week. This week was chosen because it coincided with the birthday of Abraham Lincoln on February 12th and of Frederick Douglass on February 14th, both of which dates black communities had celebrated together since the late 19th century. From the event's initial phase, primary emphasis was placed on encouraging the coordinated teaching of the history of American blacks in the nation's public schools. The first Negro History Week was met with a lukewarm response, gaining the cooperation of the Departments of Education of the states of North Carolina, Delaware, and West Virginia, as well as the city school administrations of Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Despite this far from universal acceptance, the event was regarded by Woodson as one of the most fortunate steps ever taken by the association, and plans for a repeat of the event on an annual basis continued apace. By 1929, the Journal of Negro History was able to note that with only two exceptions, officials with the state departments of education of every state with considerable Negro population had made the event known to that state's teachers and distributed official literature associated with the event. Churches also played a significant role in the distribution of literature in association with Negro History Week during the initial interval, with the mainstream and black press aiding in the publicity effort. Negro History Week was met with enthusiastic response. It prompted the creation of black history clubs, an increase in interest among teachers, and interest from progressive whites. Negro History Week grew in popularity throughout the following decades, with mayors across the United States endorsing it as a holiday. Black History Month was first proposed by black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in February 1969. The first celebration of Black History Month took place at Kent State 1 year later, the whole month of February in 1970. 6 years later, Black History Month was being celebrated all across the country in educational institutions, centers of black culture, and community centers both great and small. When President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month during the celebration of the United States Bicentennial, he urged Americans to, quote, seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. What Carter G. Woodson would say about the continued celebrations of Black History Month is unknown, but he would smile on all the honest efforts to make black history a field of serious study and provide the public with thoughtful conversation and celebration. To you, the viewer that just watched this video, these stories need to be told. Please like, share.
In your mother face, it ain't a mother thing you can do about it.
Some people may say, well, you over-dramatize it. No, we're not. It's not a drama workshop. It is a reality. Things like that do take place in prisons. The murders, the suicide, as well as the rape do take place inside these human warehouses. Some people may say, well, you over-dramatize it. No, we're not. It's not a drama workshop. It is a reality. Things like that do take place in prisons. The murders, the suicide, as well as the rape do take place inside these human warehouses.
The ghetto is a trap, take the cheese. Soon as you do it, here come the police. Invented and designed.
where you gon' end up, dead or in jail.
Hey,
that's Ice Cube right there. That's not the version I wanted to play, but you still got the point. It's Flashback Friday, the G-Lou Show. We're sprinkling you with some Black History moments and facts in between. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Queen Jean, we got a caller, but Queen, I know you want to add a couple things or you want to wait. We got a caller right quick. I want to let you go on, too. I know you want to add some things.
Oh, let's take our caller.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Yeah. We got 323 on the line. L.A., hello.
Yo, hello.
Good evening.
Hey,
good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? I was checking out that show last week, man. Man, I was digging that artist that you was playing last week.
Which one?
Who was that?
Who we have? Bandana? Oh, Chili Chili? Who we have?
Bandana.
Oh, Bandana, Bandana David. Bandana.
Yes. Yeah, man. That joint was going last week, man. I just wanted to know if I can hear that really that again.
That really that?
Yep.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Let me try to pull that up for you, bro. But we got an exclusive too from Bandana. I want to play though tonight, bro. You know what I mean? Can I slap you with that exclusive though?
Oh, yes sir. Yes sir, man. Let's get to it, man.
Let's go ahead and slap him with this exclusive. Queen Jean just released. Tell him, Queen, what it is. Just released by Bandana.
Oh my God. What
Stay
an
focused,
embarrassment
Queen.
that I can't even tell you. Anyway,
it's called
I
Stay
Focused. Because it's called Stay Focused. Okay, my son is going to be like mama for real. Yeah, Stay Focused. And thanks for
world premiere.
And a shout out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Bandana. Stay focused. Bought a fresh outfit, bitch. Watch my shoes.
Stay focused.
Undecided with my choices. I don't know how to choose.
Stay focused.
If you believe in yourself, I believe in you.
Stay focused.
Don't do what you can, bitch. Do what you do. Don't do what you can, bitch. Do what you do. Driving to the club and I'm looking for action. Go out, peanuts, cause my music is loud. Red light, green light, stopping the traffic. You a factor in your town, ain't no need for acting. I hear the bass down the street when I hit your town. If she giving up the pussy, I'm tearing it down. I don't want your name or your number. Just show me what you got down under. I was born like this when I came out the womb. You see the way a nigga move, I have nothing to prove. Sharper than attack, plus I'm pressed for time. I wish a nigga would like a tree. Bit a few corners and I hit the store. My antennas pop up, that mean I'm looking for more. I love a square bitch, but I need me a whore. Keep a pistol on your lap or under the floor. Bought a fresh outfit, bitch, watch my shoes.
Stay focused.
Undecided with my choices, I don't know how to choose.
Stay focused.
If you believe in yourself, I believe in you.
Stay focused.
Don't do what you can, bitch, do what you do. Don't do what you can, bitch, do what you do. I was freaking on Lanny's when I made that turn. Did a California roll when I seen the south. When you a lost Angelino, you don't play by the rules. Steady single to the bay and back to LA. We get it poppin' out here while you play with your life. But then this clip on a chopper, how you gonna stop? This nigga Bandana turned around and did it again. This nigga Bandana turned around and did it again. Every song that I make, I bet they gon' hate. Throwin' sweat on your name, so you say it to your face. I wish you nigga would like a treat. I wish you nigga would like a treat. When I jumped off the porch, I had to figure the roots. I had my first fight, he damn near knocked my shoes out. A nigga should've bobbed and weed.
I mean, a nigga
should've never gave me time to breathe.
You should've never gave me.
Bought a fresh outfit, bitch, watch my shoes.
Stay focused.
Undecided with my choices, I don't know how to choose.
Stay focused.
If you believe in yourself, I believe in you.
Stay focused.
Don't do what you can, bitch, do what you do. Don't do what you can, bitch, do what you do.
Goddamn Bandana Davies, world premiere up right now on digital platforms on YouTube as well. Bandana Davies, stay focused. Go tap in.
Listen. You're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweet Pea, and I'm chilling with the G-Lou Show.
Hey, check it out, right? Since we're hitting you with world premieres and all that, let me give you one more from this new project coming out next Friday, 211. It's a 211 in progress. G-Lou, the legendary DJ maniac from California. It's a California affair. And this one is I Am Legend.
Check 1-2-1-2. G-Lou.
G-Lou.
I'm a motherfucking legend.
Legend.
I'm a motherfucking legend.
Fucking legend.
Yeah, mic check, one motherfucking two. No introduction needed, we seated as G-Lou. Back for another fucking session. So for album number 20, I'm a motherfucking legend. Been all around the world, seen a whole lot of extras. Got a lot of dead homies, seen a whole lot of stretches. Never trust police, they ain't here to protect us. All they ever do is crash, harass, and disrespect us. Shout out to the G's from Tennessee to Texas, California to Spain, I'm here to bring you this message. Never stress it, finesse it, and manifest it. I stand to be corrected, cause I'm a motherfucking legend. Lucky like a seven, stay smoking good like Devin. So when I die, I got a one-way flight to heaven. Shout out to my brethren who overstood the lesson and played a part of me being a motherfucking legend. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking legend. Verse 2, without a clue over question. 2022, label me as a legend. Never want to politic or preach, I'm not a reverend. I just try to get the homies out the streets and teach them lessons. I'm like a blessing in the sky, so I rise on them. In the love and memory of Pac, I'ma ride on them. I'm the soul of the streets, I provide for them. Everybody slipping nowadays, so I slide for them. This is time, homie, so we gon' set it off. 32 days a month, we ain't taking off. It's a new day, so I made a new play. Broke it down, cut it up, split it up in two ways. G-Lou with my little homie Maniac. California, homie, we the ones who gon' bring it back. This the track where I set the record straight. So in memory of Nip, I'm going down as a great. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking legend.
Shit ain't made for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody ain't gonna be a fucking star. Everybody ain't gonna be this shit. Everybody ain't gonna be what you are. It was 60 niggas that you was rapping with, and out of them 60, you the motherfucking one. And you can go back and try to help all of them, but guess what? Ain't none of them gonna ever be you. And I done it many times. I done tried to make niggas stars, rapped on their shit, took them on tour, damn near gave niggas my shoes, my clothes, my everything. Hey, you can have all. I can't make you a star. Stars are born, they're not made.
Stars are born and not made. Soul of the Streets, 2011-2022. DJ Maniac, G-Lou. Black History Month, G-Lou, Queen Jean. What up, Queen? We have
that
another
was,
call.
That was dope.
That
yeah,
was okay?
That was dope. That was dope.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. I'm a motherfucking legend.
I'm a motherfucking legend. I ain't, you feel me? I'm going to just go ahead and speak it. I'm going to just go ahead and
for
speak
real,
it.
Though. You got to put it
okay.
out there.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Queen. Let me go to the phone lines. Carla, hello, 562. You're live on the line. Hello.
Hey, look, G-Lou.
Hey.
Hey, check this out, man.
What up,
20
homie?
Albums in? 20
man.
Albums in?
Yes.
Look, you know I talk my shit on the regular, man, but I think it's time for you to tell these niggas all name of your 20 albums, man. You see what I'm saying? Go ahead and name
them
things off, man.
Hey, God damn, dude.
Hey,
all 20.
If you can remember, hey, I know you like me, so you know a lot of lyrics, a lot of other niggas'
right.
lyrics, a lot of other songs. But go ahead, man. Go tell them, G-Lo.
Man.
Tell them.
Okay. Okay, we got OG Status, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, and 4. All of those ain't on iTunes, though. A lot of those are underground before the iTunes shit kicked off. So I got Volume 1 on there, but I got 1 through 4. I got GLX 1 through 3, the G-Lu Experience, 1, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. I have the OG Blueprint. I got 1 in a Million. I got the G-Lu Show Part 1, the G-Lu Show Part 2. I got California Love Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and Part 4. I got Members Only. How many is that? I got, what else I got? Help me out. I got.
That's 15. That's 15. Come
that's 15.
On. You got five more.
Okay, I got five more. Okay.
Okay. Volume 1, Volume 2.
Oh. Yeah, Oldies Rule Forever 1 and 2, because I got, what else, in between that, I got some more, hold on, that's 17, Soul of the Streets, that's number 20, but that'll make, eight, that's 18, so I got two more.
You got the GLX.
Hold on, I already said the GLX, I got that 1 through 4, hold on, I got two more in me, hold on.
I know you do.
I just got it. I got it, man. I be forgetting, bro. You know what I mean?
Hey, G-Lu.
What up?
Hey.
What up,
I'm
man?
Keep the buck with you. To remember 20
albums.
Oh, Back
to the Future.
Like that.
Back
there
to the
go.
Future. Back
Come
to
on.
The Future. I got, hold on. Live from the G-Lu Show and the OG EP. All of them are classics, too. Hey, come on, man. That's 20 right there, man. Come
That's
on, man.
20.
Cash me out.
Hey.
Cash me out.
Hey.
That's 20 right there, baby.
Hey.
I'm a motherfucking legend.
Legend. Nigga, that, hey, that's why when I heard the song, I had to post it. You know me. I don't be
oh,
doing too much
you,
reposting, but when I heard it,
oh, thank you,
I think
man.
I repost
I love,
this.
I love you for that,
post
bro.
It, repost
I love you
it.
For that, bro. Man, good looking, homie.
You know, hey, man. I didn't want too much, man. I just wanted to, you know, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It's gonna be about time for you to get interviewed. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
you got to figure out who get that privilege to interview G-Lu.
I had a couple, but I just haven't had a full, like you know I still you know it's different type of interview. I really want though an in depth one though. You know what I mean? I don't know, so that'll happen one day. You know?
Hey man,
I don't know.
You gotta holler. Sometimes you gotta holler within your camp. Then anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
But
I didn't want nothing,
good.
Man. But, you know, big shout out, big love to G-Lu. You know, big shout out to Queen Jean. I was listening to it. I was like, man, we he going to play my motherfucker.
Man, you hear that premiere?
That's all I was saying.
You hear that premiere, though? You hear that premiere? Tell them about that Stay Focused, bro. What's happening with that?
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I just dropped that Stay Focused, man. Bandana Davis, new song. You see what I'm saying? Stay Focused. For y'all don't know, man, tap in real fast. You see what I'm saying? Bandana on YouTube. You see what I'm saying? Arthur Chambers, 420 on Twitter. Arthur Chambers 8. You see what I'm saying? Chico's Tacos on Instagram. You see what I'm saying? It's just Bandana Lee Davis on Facebook. Across the world, Bandana Davis. But, you know, just dropping that Stay Focused, man. I dropped one before that called Sleeping Giant, which is crazy. It's just bar for bar. It just showed them I could just do this bar for bar thing. But, you know, I'm more impressed by what you're doing, big homie. So, you know what I mean? Like,
man, it's just a day at the office.
Hey,
I love to do this, bro. You know, that's why I invested
hey,
in myself.
I do too.
Like we talked
yeah.
about on studios and all this, so I can do my thing, bro. I love to do this. When I'm inspired to do
hey.
It, I love to do it.
Hey, for y'all that don't know that's tapping in right now, be looking out for that new G-Lu and Bandana Davis going to drop too, man. Y'all know
oh,
that's what happened.
For sure. Hey, yeah, we got
hey,
some.
Hey, believe me, that's in the works, though.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah,
of course. All right, well,
sure.
Y'all have a good show, man. I'm tapping. I'm listening the whole time, so.
All right, loved one.
All right, loved
Peace
one. All right,
love.
Queen Jean. Peace and love.
Hey. Peace and love, baby.
Bandana. Peace, homie.
Bandana.
B-A-V-I-Z.
All right, bro. That part. Hey,
wow.
So this Flashback Fridays is Black History Month. I'm Queen. I know you had a few things to sprinkle them with. You know what I mean? A few tidbits of Black History Month trivia or history.
Yeah, you know, the first person that I want to give a salute to that's a hidden figure is Claudette Colvin. 1939 is when she was born. Before Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955, there was a brave 15-year-old who chose not to sit at the back of the bus. That young girl was Claudette. Suiting her constitutional right to remain seated near the middle of the vehicle, Calvin challenged the driver and was subsequently arrested. She was the first woman to be detained for her resistance. However, her story is nearly as well known as Parks. So that's a hidden figure. Bayard Rustin, 1912 to 1987, so rest in power to him. Dr. King is usually credited for the March on Washington in August of 1963, but it was Rustin who organized and strategized in the shadows. As a gay man who had controversial ties to communism, he was considered too much of a liability to be on the front lines of the movement. Nonetheless, he was considered to be one of the most brilliant minds and served his community tireless while pushing for more jobs and better wages. So all this time it was, we know that it was King, but he was also on the front lines as well. Robert Abbott, without Abbott's creative vision, many of the black publications of today, such as Ebony, Essence, Black Enterprise, and Upscale, wouldn't exist in 1905. Abbott founded the Chicago Defender weekly newspaper. The paper originally started out as a four-page pamphlet, increasing its circulation with every edition. Abbott and his newspaper played an important role in encouraging African Americans to migrate from the South for better economic opportunities. Jane Bolin, 1908 to 2007, a pioneer in law. Jane was the first black woman to attend Yale Law School in 1931. And in 1939, she became the first black female judge in the United States, where she served for 10 years. One of her significant contributions throughout her career was working with private employers to hire people based on their skills as opposed to discriminating against them because of their race. She also served on the board of NAACP, Child Welfare League of America, and the Neighborhood Children's Center. So those are just a few of our hidden figures. Now, if you guys have some hidden figures in your life, tap in and let us know about them. And also, I wanted to give a shout out to Banana Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. She has a new flavor that's coming. And let me give you the location where she's going to be on Saturday, which is tomorrow. I'm telling you guys, you need to treat yourself. I haven't had the opportunity. Have you had her pudding, G. Lou?
No, I be missing her every time I get over there, and I hit her up, and she's like, okay, well, I wasn't moving after me. I'll hit you up later. Then I don't wind up getting up with her, and I miss her, you know, before I leave. You know what I mean? And then the last time I went, I forgot to hit her up altogether. So I just been missing her. You know what I mean? But it's long overdue. I'm going to get some, though.
Yeah, I definitely want to get me some. But anyway, she's going to be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow at La Brea Avenue and Obama Boulevard by the
Rouse right up the way.
Parking lot. Yeah. So wow. And she's coming out with her new flavor. So you guys go check her out. That's a filthy banana pudding. That's
Tanya Ward.
Yes. Beautiful young lady.
Beautiful young lady, man. Transition her life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To the full 360, not doing positive things because she wasn't officially Miss Fuck Off, y'all. Like when she first said that,
yeah.
I was like, okay. Miss Fuck Off from the jungle, BTS. But she has done
a whole
360 and she's for real with it. But she's done a full 360, man, and a great. Beautiful young lady, man, doing her thing. So salute to her.
Right. And also we have some movie recommendations by Tweed Cadillac. These movies can be watched on Tubi. The first one is The Available Wife. The second is True Law. The third is A Day of Trouble. The fourth one is Turnt. And the fifth one is My Favorite. And the sixth one is Take Out Girl. So these are recommended movies for the month of February.
Hold on,
family,
one more
Tweed
time.
Cadillac.
Let me jot them one more time.
I'll
I'm sorry,
to,
Queen.
If you want me to.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Just shoot them. Yeah, text
I'll
them.
Text
them. Yeah,
them
that's
Tweed.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
These are the recommended ones, and also
Sunday
February. Yeah, Sunday, February the 6th, from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m., grand reopening of Poison Inc. You get two free street tacos to all who show up to support this. This is a celebration. You can put, you can book your sessions in person.
That's the homie,
by
ain't
following
it?
By following Mr.
That's
Poison
my homie,
on
Mr.
IG.
Poison. Yeah,
my
boy.
He would be available to book
down
only.
The Compton.
There would be There would be no tattoos taking place on this date. The location is 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach, California. So that's Mr. Poison on IG, and that's Mr. P-O-I-Z, as in zebra, I-O-N, and he's on IG. So you can follow him if you're interested in getting tattoos.
Shout out Poison, my boy. Shout out Marvelous Ink, too. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, Marvelous Ink. Okay. And also, don't forget to go to the After Hours tonight, because G. Lou is going to be on there doing his thing,
cutting
as
up.
Always. Yeah.
I'm going to be cutting up tonight, man. It's Friday night. You know, you ain't got work tomorrow. You ain't got shit to do, so just hang out and kick back and join the house party. We're going to kick it and do that. You know what I mean? That's all. That's all. Thank you, Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, and some recommended YouTube channels that I'm going to be done so we can get some more music. Of course, the G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, United Streets of America, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life Films. They have something new going as well. I'll put that out there on Sunday. G Connect, The POJ Show, Kev Mack, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, and also Bandana Davies have a YouTube page as well where you can see his videos and get some more of his music and follow Kenya Ware Films on IG. And don't forget to check out the G Lou Show .com website. That's basically it for evening. On Sunday, I'll have more announcements. If anybody wants anything announced, shout outs, you can hit me up on IG as Queen Jean of the G Lou Show, or Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook. So, you know, we got Valentine's Day coming up. Call in or send me a kite for, yes, for a dedication to your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your boo, your lover, whoever, you know, but put it out there. Show some love. We need love. Like LL Cool J say, I need love.
Oh, you know that's my favorite song. I ain't going to play that tonight, though. I'm not going to do that to y'all. Bandana. I'm not going to do that to y'all tonight. We'll play the next time, okay? But I love y'all, ladies, and all of that. And also, yeah, speaking of YouTube channel, you shout out your brother. Your brother and them trending on YouTube. They had some shit. WAC 100 was on their little thing. So that's been trending. So that's
the clubhouse.
Yeah, so that's blowing them up right now. So shout out to Bright Dog, Melly Mel, and them. With their channel and WAC 100, the WAC one. So shout out to all of them though, and but go support that channel, United Hoods of America?
United Streets of America,
United Streets of America.
United Streets of
support
America.
Support the home.
Yeah.
Right off, Car Park. Okay, it's Flash. I did the what's his name?
He lands and then gets lost in space.
That motherfucker landed too. Then he landed for a minute. Check it out. It's Flashback Fridays at G Lou Show. G Lou Queen Jean. We are on the scene. Check this out right here, though. This is what we're doing. I feel like this.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain?
I said I'd never take him back again. Well, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, isn't it? But we do it all the time. Don't laugh. You probably done the same thing, too. It's just that you know me and I don't know you. You know, one thing time has taught me that having a peaceful man is better than having no man at all. So I'm going to just take what I got and work with it. You understand what I mean? Now, don't you remember thinking back just a few years when people used to try to help you stay together? They find out you're on the verge of breaking up. They used to cook up a little food and throw a little party and whisper things in your ear like, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can. I heard him say, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can. That's why I still love you like I do.
That's Betty Wright. That's a classic. I just felt like playing that. That was just on my mind, so I just wanted to take you back right there. Rest in peace to the legendary Betty Wright. Shout out to everyone out there tuned in to the G-Lou Show. Flashback Fridays, February 4th,
2022, top of the year. Valentine's Day is coming up next week. Don't forget, tune in OG Sundays. We got a special treat for you ladies. This Sunday we're on as well. 93.3 Tweed FM Mism every Thursday night. Had a great show with Omi Tweed last night. Go back and check it out if you missed it. It's in the archives. 93.3 Tweed FM Mism, BTP Media Group, thegluShow.com, man. That's where it's going down at. Happy Black History Month. Everyone out there celebrating. Be great. Stay great. Be greater if you can. You know what I mean? Let me do it like this. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Got a caller out there. Caller, hello. You're live on the air. 505.
Hello.
Good evening. Hey, what hello. Up, homie?
What's up? This your boy, Seven.
Hello,
Blue.
Hello. What up, homie?
What's up with it, man? I'm trying to listen to that Bandana Davis, man. That gas break dip. That shit hot right now.
He said, well, okay. He did request that. What was that again? He's serious
that
about that, man.
Bandana Davis.
Yeah, that's a different caller, though. The first one was 323.
Okay.
This is 505,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem playing Gas Break Dip because that's one of my favorites as well. So you got that, homie. Bandana.
Oh, for you.
Smashed out to the stove. About to fuck with these bitches. Bitch, she feeling real naked. I forgot my pistol. She was talking money. I had to get it. Yeah, sending all these hoes like I live with no limits. Don't let me know where my little bitch is loving my game. Gang, talking to you, hoe. You know I ain't lame. Talking that shit, bitch. And smacking that yacht. Taking that money, homie. And stacking that guap. Real deep with the ism. I don't stay in one spot. Rolled up to the track about 6 o'clock. Broke on you twice, plus 3 more times. Got your money up, transform like Optimus Prime. Real badass chick, new shoes and booties. I don't hold no hands, I like them out to the movies. But when you're done with the hoe, bring her back to a bitch. Cause I'm major gas without giving her dick. I'm gas, break, step on that hoe. If you gas, break, step on that hoe. Tell her how. If you gas, break, step on that hoe. Then gas, break, step on that hoe. Then gas. I press the gas, no brakes. Every place in California is not safe.
Where you from?
Smashed off, then I dipped on that hoe.
On the hoe.
Graduated from the corner to a stove.
To the stove.
Started with an eighth, then I seen a growth. Brought an 83 cutters with the folks.
With the folks.
We was raised on pimping and selling dope.
Selling dope.
Played by the rules and stuck to the code.
To the code.
So bitch, can you buy that?
Huh?
I'm a universal king. I know you can't try that.
Try that.
Got my eddies up and hops in the whip. It's not about who you are, but who a nigga with.
What?
What? That's how we talk on the coast.
West coast.
Now that I meet the little homie got smoke. Now that I do, you know we long straight to go.
Yo.
Run up on the car and put the cover on the truck. You gon' gas break and dip on that hoe. Then gas break and dip on that hoe.
Tell them what?
If you gon' gas break, then dip on that hoe. Then gas break and dip on that hoe.
Tell them what?
If you gon' gas break, then dip on that hoe. Then gas break and dip on that hoe.
Tell them what?
If you gon' gas break, then dip on that hoe. Then gas break, dip on that hoe.
Tell them what?
Tell them gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. On that bitch, I move like Nino. Cancel her quick, then bust a bag off a kilo. Oh, you must be smoking Primo. Thinking I'ma give you a Uchi for that coochie or some deep throat, you tripping. Don't bring me that neck. I need it all, won't go things and some baguette. Fuck what you think, bring your face in a fat check. Surrounded by pins in the back, I'm in jack that shit. Niggas running rough like, buddy is not next. You niggas none and none, gas break this boy, do not flex. Put you in the blender, spin your mind, you are not bad. Fucking with them niggas, gas break this from them projects. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat.
Bandana. Shout out to the homie Bandana Davies. Oh. Bandana. That boy is a fool, man. Y'all watch out for that dude, man.
That's,
he's up and coming. You know what I mean? He's doing his
thing.
Shout out to Bandana.
Though.
Yeah, that stay focused. It's up now, too.
Like, don't let these women get you tricked up. Stay focused.
Right. Bandana. Let me go to the phone lines, Queen.
We got a special caller. Caller, hello.
Hey, I'm not special, though, but I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
Nothing special about me. I am not special. I'm just a fly on the wall, man, hanging out with a legend tonight, that's all.
I'm motherfucking letting up. What up, Big Tweed?
What's going on? Hey, man,
it's all good.
It's another day in the life of our life, the days of our life.
Right.
Slowly clicks. The man, how does that shit go? As the time ticks, slowly clicks are the days of our lives.
That's it.
Beautiful thing, man. It was kind of ironic tonight when I was kind of late. I couldn't get there at 7. And when I actually called in, first voice I hear is me. I'm like, Mom, I'm on the radio.
That's funny how that works. Cause I was just going with the spirit. You know, I was just talking shit. And I was like, man, you know, I'm just glad. You know, we was talking about it all. You know, Queen, I'm like, I'm just glad to be alive. And that came right on in, you know.
Yep, and I called in and like, damn, it's like, okay, that's it, man. That's the spirits and the Lord.
That's the spirit,
you know. You know, then those blessings, that energy, man, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling with you. We rolling like Nolan, and the car ain't stolen.
That's right. Blessings, brother.
So I put
peace, love, and blessings.
Hey, look, that
bandana
dude.
I got the fist.
Kind
of
hot, man.
Yeah, he got his own thing, huh?
Yeah, man, he got hot to me, man.
Bandana.
I'm finally impressed by MC lately. You know what I'm saying? Dude's all
right.
He's all
right.
Right.
Thank
Much
you.
Love, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie.
No tweet. You got any more movies to send me?
Actually, not right at this second. I didn't write them down. I got to check with Michi. Because, man, when I be in the streets, you know, man, she, Daddy, you got to watch this one. So I'll be able to send you some more. But
right,
I figured those four right there would hold y'all. And
it
man,
was six, wasn't it?
I think it was like four. I'm not sure. But, man, the one is The Takeout Girl. Y'all going to really love that one. That's a hell of a good movie, man. I mean, man,
I'm
going to
watch one
world,
of them probably tonight.
And the film world and turn into a whole nother spectrum. They're making some very good independent movies that, I mean, some of these movies, if I had to go and sit in a movie theater and pay money for, it was well worth it.
Right.
Believe me, man, they're making some good-ass movies, man. And it's a shame that it ain't on, like, BET and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mainstream.
Right.
Man, it's some great movies, man. Watch The Takeout Girl. It's going to blow your mind, dude.
That's the one. That's the one I need to pop in first.
Yeah, man. That's just my one of my favorites out of that bundle that I sent y'all. You're going to love it.
Okay.
But look,
okay,
man, let's
sure.
speak on some man, I don't want to take up too much time, but since we're talking about Black history, I think I told y'all this story maybe a year or two ago. A black man, his name was Paul Revere Williams.
Uh-huh.
I know that sound crazy, right? This guy was an architect, man. And he was told, why go into architecture? Because blacks can't even buy houses back then. Feel me? He went to an all-white school. This guy is the one that designed the first AME church. He designed that Golden State Life Insurance big giant building that's on the corner of Washington and Western, that's right around the corner from the AME Church. He designed Saks Fifth Avenue on Wilshire. He designed the original Baldwin Hills Mall. He redesigned the Beverly Hills Hotel. He also designed all of the projects, including the Nickersons and the Pueblos. A black man did the architecture and design those. A lot of people don't even know that. He designed that little ball, that round spear that's at LAX. He designed that as well, man. And who would ever know that? You feel me? the L.A. Right. Courthouse. He designed the Shrine Auditorium and Inglewood Park Cemetery. And man, black people need to know, you know, man, shit like that. Also designed Lucille Ball and Frank Sinatra's house. And he was a black man. Feel me? And they ain't going to never tell you that. He's the one that built the project. How, man, they like, L.A. was a blank canvas, and they hired him to do all of that stuff, man. I mean, to me, that was big. The Beverly Hills Hotel, when you see that famous logo, that was his architect. And then you go all the way down to Watson, the Nickerson Gardens. But when that shit was brand new, it looked like a beautiful place to live. It actually was until we fucked it up, you know, but it is what it is.
Tweed, did you ever get to go to
were
you ever able to go to Baldwin Hills Mall, Tweed, or to the movie theater?
Yeah, but it was too many bloods, and we really couldn't sit.
That's what I'm saying. So you actually okay, but you did, go.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember when, you know, man, it was like the grand opening, and man, shit, we pulled up in there. Seen what was going down and pulled right on back out and went across the street to Louisiana Chicken from Crenshaw, King, and went on to the house. Like, shit, anybody going up there?
Right.
We couldn't even go to the old Baldwin Hills Theater, the one on La Brea, down the street from where the warehouse was.
Right.
Remember the first movie theater right there?
Right.
It used to be
we go
theater.
Way back. Tweed be going back on you.
Movie theater, man.
Damn. Damn.
The warehouse was on the Brea and Rodale. Yeah.
Damn.
What was the name of that restaurant right next door to Louisiana, right there on Crenshaw and King? It was a restaurant that said right next door to that. What was the name of it? You know which one I'm talking about?
I'm thinking it was Krispy Kreme on the other side. I think it was a Jamaican spot.
Yeah.
That had like...
I don't remember the name of it.
I don't either, man, but it was next to Magnificent Brothers where everybody would go to get their hair cut, too.
Right.
And that was like a big fixture on Crenshaw as well, too. Man, there's been a lot of stuff, man, that just came and went, you know? It just came and went.
Yeah. Wow. You be going back, though, with that history tweet, the certain spots. Like, I like, man...
When
it's a beautiful thing.
When you was there and you lived it, man, L.A. was so much fun, man. Man, believe me, man, it was so much fun, man. And a lot of things would never be the same. They'll actually would never be the same. I remember L.A. when it really wasn't no traffic. So that right there.
I know, right? I mean, it's like, man, I don't even like driving when I come to California. It's just I get anxiety. Being on those roads out there driving. I used to stay right there on 28th and Crenshaw, right behind McDonald's. It was that Pep Boys right there, that liquor store.
Yeah,
that's where that VIP
was.
Yeah,
he was right
up. Remember the dancer?
Yep.
That dancer used to be in that window.
and the Taco Bell. Yep, I know exactly.
And the Taco Bell, right from Leo's Barbecue. I stayed right over there.
Wow.
That was my very first spot when I got my very first place right there, right down the street from Johnny Pastrami.
Yep.
Wow, you know where you were at. You were
on
the other way. You know where you were at. Hey, why is it
we
such a coincidence, Queen? Hey,
it's
just coincidence that everywhere you live, Queen, it'd be like in a B-Dog neighborhood. What's up with that? If you notice all the spots Queen tell you she didn't live at, the Six Deuce Brim, like every it'd be all them be like, hold on a second.
91st in Vermont off of, I stayed on 91st in Menlo and stayed on Santa Ana off of in Watts, right down the street from the Watchtower. We done bounced all over. That's why I say I stayed in the hood gumbo everywhere.
Johnny's
but we started
Johnny
off
was so good.
I know, so good
at Johnny's. But look though, if you pull up there and all of them used to be at that car wash right across the street. And if they come across the street on you, it was bad news. We were just seeing chicks, man. We order our food. You got to give them $20 or buy them something and send them up there. But we wasn't going up there.
Right.
It would have been bad, a bad situation. And that's back when Skip was active. It was a bad situation.
Right. Shout out to
yeah,
Skip.
Man. LA, man, yeah, man. L.A., man, was a great place to live at one time. It really was, man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
It was.
It was a great place to live.
Uh-huh.
Could you ever
everybody
see yourself
wanted to be there.
Living back again, Tweed, or you don't care for it anymore? I know it's much cleaner. Yeah, the air is a little fresher up there where you're at.
Like the Queen said, man, like the Queen said. Last time I was in L.A., and I said, man, I'm going to roll down Crenshaw just to see how it changed and see what's up. Man,
right,
it'd take you damn near an hour to get from Slauson to Manchester going down Crenshaw. It's like you ain't going to catch not
yeah
one light. Man, it was just ridiculous,
yeah,
man. It was, and
you know,
the
train
was
on train going more through there now. They got that train going through there now, too. That's crazy.
Yeah,
well,
man,
they,
you can't
just,
even
they,
cruise
just,
down.
Too many people.
Construction. They're not even finished.
It's
yeah,
too
yeah
many
can't, it's different.
It's just
you can't
too
cruise
many
around
people
the show like you used to be able to, just like really cruise down and enjoy your music. You got to keep your head on the swivel now when you roll it down from the show. And
exactly.
You got to really be looking
everything
up
going
yeah
on.
Exactly. It's nothing like it used to be. You just take a stroll down the show, listen to your music. You'd be so cool with it, but you can't be cool with it now like that. You just you gotta pay attention.
You get caught up at a light, and that'd be the end of it. That'd
exactly
be the end.
Yeah.
Sometimes for no reason at all, just because.
Back
yeah
in the day, when we didn't want to be on Crenshaw, we would roll down like Arlington, you know, to get to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Even that is so much traffic. It's ridiculous
yeah
too. You can't even, that used to be the shortcut. You can't even do that no more.
No.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
I'll be talking too much, man. I'm gonna shut up, man. You know, let
nah, it's
let
all good, man.
Music.
We talking history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We talking history, Tweet.
Well, back as far as Paul Revere Williams, that
mm-hmm
man designed Angela's funeral home. And when I saw that, that blew my mind.
Mm.
He's the one
yeah,
that's
some good history.
And everybody I know, you know, that passed, basically, that's where they was laid to rest.
Right.
That man basically built L.A. And he a black man and don't nobody really know that. I mean, you can Google him, and that's the only way that
why
you
don't
would
get
know.
The, right. Why don't they? Why don't people
don't
know that type, that history?
Because he died, I think he died in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. But he was light-skinned. I know that that
mm
should matter. He's still a black man. But a lot of times when you was light-skinned back in the 60s, you was able to get jobs because they you know, they thought that you was different because you wasn't a dark-skinned
right
black man. So they would hire a light-skinned black man before they would hire you. And then when they found out he was good, he just was getting all of these jobs just to do all of this. And the man single-handedly damn near designed every iconic building or structure in L.A. Now, why they didn't teach that to us in school, that
right
is fucked up.
That's what I'm tripping on.
And he designed high schools. He designed Wilson High School, a school in Marina Del Rey. Man, dude designed the Shrine Auditorium. Have you ever been to the Shrine Auditorium?
Just a few years for my cousin's graduation. Yeah, the Shrine is nice.
Have you ever seen the outside of it? You know, like when you're pulling up, when you're rolling up to it and you see that shit. That shit is architecture
yeah
that is finest.
Yeah.
A black
yeah, it's like that red,
that
for that red carpet pull-up. It has that,
all
that,
of that,
like you said, it's
structure
uh-huh
of the building is phenomenal. But then
yeah
look
right
at
there
it,
on
the
Jefferson
LA Courthouse. Exactly. But then he did the L.A. Courthouse. It's like, man, this dude was, man, he's iconic, man. And
wow,
folks
he did all
don't
of that?
Even know, he did all of that, man. His name is Paul Revere Williams. I know the name. I don't know why his mama named him that, but hey.
Oh, so that's no cool relation to the, that's nothing to do with the other Paul Revere.
No, I guess that was,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Man,
just to be clear.
Was on something.
Just to be clear.
His daddy was on
right.
something. But yeah,
okay.
Man, Googling Paul Revere Williams, architecture. Man, Stu is phenomenal, man. Have you ever been inside the AME church?
The one
on Crenshaw.
Which, because is that the one
where
they
one on
had
Crenshaw?
All that one?
No,
the
it's
one
off
where they
West.
Had Easy E's funeral.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, there's been a lot of funerals there. That used to be
I was thinking Angeles. My bad.
That used to be called Black Beverly Hills back in the day. Because Eddie McDaniel, all like the old film stars, all the black ballers that had money could live there. They couldn't go past Wilshire. If you notice, the house that Marvin Gaye died in was right off of Washington.
Yeah, we stayed right around the corner from there. On
and Gramercy, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Gramercy.
Washington and Gramercy.
Right off of Normandy.
Yes. No, it was Gramercy and Washington.
Gramercy. It was on Gramercy.
And Washington, yeah.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you're right,
because
Washington.
That's as far as blacks could go back then. You couldn't get in the past Wilshire. That's why Ray Charles lived in Baldwin Hills back in the day. Feel me? And Marvin was able to get that far, but he couldn't get any further. Then Ali, he got to Wilshire, but he couldn't get any further. You feel me? But, man,
it was really like that.
Yeah, it was really, really like that. They didn't want us nowhere on their side of town. But look, if you ever notice them houses over there now, man, those houses are still beautiful and pretty. And big.
Mm-hmm.
It's some nice,
mm-hmm.
man, from Pico to Olympic. Because I went to L.A. High School. And if you notice, it's some cool-ass exclusive areas that's right in the hood. They got
they right in the cut, though. You got to
exactly. Big-ass houses, man. Big-ass mansion-type houses. Where the AME Church is, that old street, was balling back in. If you lived there, you was a baller.
Those were the houses that had those cabinets built inside the living rooms and,
that
cherry wood and the paneling on the wall. People done re-gutted them houses and just took the flavor away from them. You know,
Some of them still stand. Hattie McDaniel, first black woman to ever win an Oscar, lived on that same street, you know, and all kind of big balling. White people and black people would be right there in South Central because, man, it was money. It just wasn't Beverly Hills. You know, because you're black, you ain't coming away up in here. But, man, that old area, it used to be a house on Adams and Van Ness that sat right on the corner. It's still there. That used to be like an exclusive place. People used to get married there. It was owned by a family, then they sold it. And, man, I forgot what it was called. It had a name to it. But all
what was the one
there,
on Crenshaw? Was the one on Crenshaw, too, where they had a lot of events? Yeah,
what?
What was the name of that house?
All
church?
Over,
it was a
all,
big
house.
All around there, man. It's some balling shit.
Mm-hmm.
All around there.
Yeah.
If you going
that's
down.
That's where it was safe.
Yep, exactly. If you go down Van Ness right before you get to Olympic, between Pico and Olympic, and you look to the right, it's a big-ass house that sits on a hill that's right there. And that used to be owned by, like, a milk family that had milk, like Arden Milk Company family. It's like a 13-room mansion that's right there. Right there. And all houses around there is, like, well, it's balling. There's some beautiful houses in L.A. You got some money. Well, now
definitely some beautiful houses. Yeah.
But if you got some money and you really want to be in the hood, you could really be in the hood with a nice-ass house. But the fucked up part about it is when you come out the house, where you going to go? To ABC Foods or, you know, like the markets, Ralph's. You want to shop at Ralph's. You feel me? You still got to deal with all the bullshit. Even though you got a balling-ass house in a nice neighborhood that ain't nobody even thinking you there. But you still got to go out and get food and groceries. And it's like, damn, you got to fight the traffic to go up and rouse, man, to get you a bottle. Who want to deal with that?
Right. Tweed got something against Ralph's, don't he? He ain't fucking with Ralph's. You going to Bonds or something, Tweet?
You really ain't got that many options. Bonds, what you got? Safeway. What you got? Look, the people from Biff.
Safeway. You're right, though, because it's only a Rouse. It is only like a Rouse over there. You're right.
The people from Baldwin Hills got to come down to that fucking Rouse that's right where the mall is, and then they got to go back up in the hills with their food. You know what I'm saying? And they still got to fight with all the niggas that's up in there. And, you know, it's like, man, that ain't cool. It's just not a lot of options, man. You know? It's just not a lot of options.
But I just don't appreciate how they shut down the liquor bank.
Yep. Do you know how many people done got beat up, shot right
there? Yeah, I guess that's what they said. Because they said they actually had like a neighborhood, like a meeting account. Like, you know how they have to hold those meetings, the community, and you can come out. And they said, like, people were voting to have it, like, removed. Like, I think it was closed, but someone was going to buy it back, and they didn't want it there. Because, like you said, too much was going on. The people that lived around the area, you know what I mean? They said it was a lot of too much stuff going on over there, and they voted to not have it. So that's why it never reopened. And it's just closed down now. But that was a staple, though.
Everybody named Mama went to. It was like a historic place to go. Yeah. I remember we used to go there, and they had that XO bottle that was behind this little glass, and we used to stare at it. Man, we was like teenagers. That too was like $175 way back then, and that was a lot of money, right? Like, damn. Yeah. And she was behind this little glass thing and said, I mean, that's where you would go Saturday night.
Yeah.
You go there, get your liquor. And then you can do what you want to do.
Right.
But, man,
right.
To get in and out, that could have been a problem. You had to be kind of strategic with it. You had to be strategic with it.
Because that shit is right on Front Street, too. Yep. Man.
Wow.
Shout out to the liquor bank. Man, But yeah, it's Black History Month, man, so we're giving you Black History tonight. You know what I mean? I love
Shout
it.
Out to Golden
Beautiful.
Bird Chicken. Shout out
oh,
to
Golden
Bird.
Oh, my
bird.
Goodness. And that Golden chicken ain't
bird.
Even... Is it any more Golden Birds?
Golden
yes,
Bird. Not many. It is?
It's one.
Oh, two.
That's
what I said.
It
ain't many.
And like, in like 146 or something like that. 154. Yeah.
That chicken is not good. Yeah. Right there in that little bitty plaza. That's a setup right there. You go that little plaza, that's a setup.
Hey,
Tweed. Did you ever go to Mingles, the club Mingles?
Yes, I did. All day long.
I love to hang out at Mingles. Be up on that locker.
It was in the bottom floor of the Ramada Inn Hotel. I used to knock them up out of there like a mug. Matter of fact,
a lot of
I was
people
there.
Weren't familiar with Mingles.
Yeah, that
was
like
a spot. Upscale.
I was there the night it got shut down. I was there the last night, just out of coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah, man, a dude was, I think I told you that story, G. Lou. Dude was beating on this girl, man, in the parking lot. And this girl's like, help him. You know, man, y'all busters, y'all just going to let him do that to that girl. So one dude went over there, hey, man, stall her out. And the dude turned to him and said, mind your business, man, mind your business. So he kept slapping her up, right? Then somebody else tried to go over there to that dude. Man, that dude put out a strap and bow and told the bitch to get in the car. And she got in the car and they drove off. Now the same bro that was hollering, you know, help her, is now talking
about right in that car.
Help dude that's on the ground. And everybody just pull their cars off all around his body trying to get out that parking lot. And after that, Mingles was done.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the last night of Mingles. I had even knocked one that night. And I walked her to the car and she got so spooked. She backed out on me. And it's like she didn't want man. Yeah, man, Mingles was fun. Mingles was fun. Yeah.
It was just what the title was. You come there and you just mingle. It was a real fun place to go and hang out at. I used to be at Mingles all the time.
But it wasn't no ratchet
that
girls.
That and Lil J's.
it wasn't no ratchet girls there. They all had, man, it wasn't no ratchet hood rat girls there, because you had to be like kind of suited and booted. That's what I liked about it. You know, you could come
there.
It was
upscale.
You know, fuzzy house shoes on and shit. It was cool.
Yeah,
it was
you
cool.
You could come in there raggedy.
Yeah,
right.
No,
nah,
you had to,
man,
come in there looking.
Nah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It was a classy spot. That's why.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mingles, man.
Man, Mingles and the Bitten Apple. The Bitten Apple and Wilshire was
the Bitten Apple.
Too. Yeah, that was a spot too.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the Red Onion on Wilshire, because you couldn't. That was a fun club as well.
Yeah, the Red Onion was cool. Mm. It started getting a little ratchet, though. It started, you know, the crowd started changing up after a while for the Red Onion.
But it used to be the tickets. You could eat dinner and then just go to the club for free. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, man, it was cool. I'd have knocked a few up in there, too. But my favorite man was, basically, the New York Subway.
Cadillac, baby.
My favorite was
Cadillac,
the New York Subway. That was the shit.
Let's
Jackie O's, club called Jackie O's, and the New York Subway was on San Vicente. That's where the Soul Train girls used to be at. The girls that was in the Prince music. The weird Jada Pinkett type. You know, girls.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun. That was the fun ones. You know, the light-skinned, green-eyed girls, that the bougie girls. Oh, man, we used to have a ball. And Dylan's.
It's a beautiful thing.
Queen Jane, you remember Dylan Westwood?
I was going to say, yep, I remember Dylan.
They have
we
never had a
age.
Club like that ever. And I've been in clubs all over the country. I have never seen a club like Dylan's. It was three floors. And every floor played a different type of music.
Yeah, it was
never
yeah.
been a club like that ever,
mm-hmm.
other than Dylan. That
every floor had a different vibe.
Yep, every floor, and we'd be on the elevator just going up and down, going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
It was
man.
Like you could be on the Prey at Dylan's.
And then
the 100
guess what?
Got captured by the game.
And then guess what? After you come out of Dylan's, Fat Burger was like right around the corner. So all the girls
don't
go to
Fat
Burger. Man, it was
and
a
you
fat
wasn't getting
burger
your gut.
Right around the corner.
You wasn't getting your gut busted if you was going to Fat Burger.
Man, but that was the hangout spot after the club closed.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Well,
nothing
going to happen.
Those were the days, man.
But look.
They used to be fun.
Let's talk about them motels on Western. Now they like hole in the walls now, but back in the day when they first came out,
oh yeah,
Snooty,
you had to have reservations.
You know,
damn near. You
yeah,
better, man.
You
we
get the
go get our rooms. We used to go get our rooms at 2 o'clock, because if you wait till it's dark, it's already sold out. So we go get buy our room at 2 o'clock.
They had the real ice buckets. They didn't got them little, like the little cheap ass ice buckets that look like trash cans that come out of the dollar store. That's what they got now. I just heard it from somebody. I don't know for sure, but
and then the Mustang two, when they built that one across the street from the original, they had like the little designer rooms, you know, called the Hennessy Suite and all of that type of shit. Those was cool.
That
and
was
look,
a trip.
And we were so stupid, we thought that bathtub was like a jacuzzi. That shit was just a fucking bathtub.
A big-ass bathtub.
It was flying. It was flying.
With the little jet streams coming out of it, because you did think it was a damn jacuzzi. Like,
one little step,
yeah. I only seen the floor plan of it. That's how I know.
Man, yeah, sure. I know what the ceiling looked like and the... And everything, but look, man, it was cool as hell, man. Those were the days, and it was affordable.
Yeah, those were the days.
Just a little bit more, you know. I mean, because you can go on down to the EC if you had no money. The one on Jefferson and Western, you know, they had the free porn. They had the free porn, and you was good as steel. But yeah, if you had money, you go through the Snooty and the Mustang back in the day. Look, I'm so OG with it. I remember when you go to a motel, y'all gonna laugh at this shit. Back in the day, dude, you go to a motel, you had to put quarters in the TV. I swear to God.
Sure did. You did, yeah,
quarters.
You did.
And then I think it gave you like 20 minutes and it cut off. You got to throw another quarter in the TV. Oh, my God. Those, you just could get a room in 2 hours. You can't do that in L.A. no more. You just go get a room for two hours. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah, and you can't do that no more. You can't just get them for 2 hours.
You. How you know? Mm. How you know, Queen?
I don't know. I've been talking to people.
You can't do that. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute now. Hold on a minute.
I'm talking about, like, you just can't. All right, it's time for you to go tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You call me out. I'm talking too much.
Yeah.
I'm just on state. I better
just
go silent like I normally am.
It's all good. I'm just talking. It's all good. You good, Queen. Hey, it's Black History Month, man. Let me do it like this. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Now.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Sugar Brothers, life with a knife. That's cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky bread dressed to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Got tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knives alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door. So what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o. Fool to the moon.
This is straight from the mouth. End up in jail and gotta go. Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way. Far from your family, cause you're locked away. Now tell me, do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker, you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue. But what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction.
We can't be guinea pigs for the devil.
swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by a chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Everyone, you don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release. Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore fighting, busting. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take keys before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but you're the best ever duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope they get along. Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
So we motorize. Stand
in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect. To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check. Or else it's
for self-destruction.
Self-destruction.
There it is, y'all. Flashback Fridays, G-Lou, Queen Jean. Another one.
I ain't heading for no self-destruction.
No, we're not. We're definitely not heading for self-destruction, you know what I mean? But we want to wake the people up. Don't nobody need to be heading for self-destruction, you know?
That part.
So let's get it right, y'all. Let's make Black History Month great, you know? But with that being said, it's another night in the can. Had a great time with you all. Enjoyed everyone. Happy Black History Month again. Next week is Valentine's Day. So, you know, get prepared. And with that being said, I love y'all, man. I'll see y'all Sunday. I'm going to let Queen Jean take us up out of here.
Hey, the future belongs to those who prepare for it. So prepare for the future. Peace and love. Thank you for hanging out with us and to all the callers and Tweed. It was a pleasure as always. So thank you for the conversation. So peace and love. Ashe.
Ashe, we out of here.
I'm gonna finish up my old.